A significant aspect of most real estate transactions is financing. Whether it's a small or large deal, the ability to secure suitable financing is crucial. As a result, it's important for aspiring licensees to gain a basic understanding of real estate finance. The field of real estate finance is constantly evolving, and familiarity with both the fundamentals and newer financing techniques is essential. This unit aims to provide an introduction to residential mortgages.
One of the important steps in purchasing a home is securing financing from a lender. While some buyers may pay cash, most will need to obtain financing through a mortgage. In order to obtain the loan, the borrower must sign two legal documents, a mortgage and a promissory note. The mortgage is a legal instrument that serves as collateral for the debt and pledges the property as security. When recorded, it creates a lien on the real estate that secures the debt. If the borrower fails to repay the loan, the mortgage specifies the procedure that will be followed. For the lender, the property serves as security to ensure recovery of the loan. Hypothecation is the pledging of property as security for loan repayment without surrendering possession of the property. The mortgage identifies the property being used to secure the loan and includes the borrower's promises to fulfill certain obligations to the lender. To be enforceable, the mortgage instrument must be in writing. Recording the mortgage establishes constructive notice of the lien and priority ahead of subsequent liens.
A mortgage involves two parties, the mortgagor or borrower and the mortgagee or lender. The mortgagor is the party who owns the property and is seeking a loan to purchase or improve it. The mortgagee, on the other hand, is the party who provides the loan, secured by the property as collateral. A mortgage serves as a legal document that creates a lien on the real estate, securing the debt. The mortgage specifies the procedure to be followed if the borrower is unable to repay the loan. For the lender, the property becomes security to ensure recovery of the loan. This process is called hypothecation and involves pledging the property as security for repayment of a loan without surrendering possession of the property. The mortgagee is regarded as the creditor or lender, while the mortgagor is the debtor or borrower. The mortgagee owns the mortgage, which is considered an investment or personal property and can be sold to another investor if desired. The mortgagor owns the encumbered property and gives the mortgage as security, along with a note promising to repay the lender.
Let's review the difference between a mortgage, a mortgagor, and a mortgagee. A mortgage is a legal instrument used to secure a loan, with the mortgagor owning the property and the mortgagee owning the mortgage. The mortgagee provides the loan, while the mortgagor gives the mortgage a note as security and promises to repay the loan. A simple way to remember is using the following rhymes: the mortgagor is the borrower who's always poor, and the mortgagee has the money.
In the home loan process, the promissory note is a significant component, and it serves as evidence of a debt. This legal instrument makes the borrower personally accountable for the repayment of the loan, and it is essentially an IOU for the funds borrowed to purchase the property. Along with the mortgage instrument that is recorded to create a lien on the property, the borrower also signs the promissory note. In the event of foreclosure where the proceeds from the sale of the property do not cover the amount owed by the borrower, the lender can sue the borrower for the remaining unpaid balance. Though the note is a separate legal instrument and must be signed by the borrower, it is not usually witnessed nor recorded. As per Florida law, a promissory note must always accompany all mortgages.
The promissory note is a legal instrument that outlines the details of the loan's repayment. It includes the following financial terms: amount of debt, the borrower promises to repay the principal amount of the loan plus interest to the lender. Interest rate, the interest is charged on the unpaid principal until it is fully repaid. The interest rate is stated as an annual percentage. Repayment method, the monthly payment amount and due date are specified. The payment includes both principal and interest, and the interest is paid before the principal. Term or time period to repay, the maturity date is the date when the loan is fully repaid. Borrower's responsibility to pay on time. The borrower agrees to pay a late charge if the monthly payments are paid after the due date. The lender warns the borrower that failure to pay in full on the due date will result in default. If the borrower defaults, the lender can demand full repayment of the loan before the end of the term.
Once the mortgage loan is granted, it is recorded in the public records and becomes a lien on the property. A lien is a legal right to sell the property to satisfy a debt. The mortgage lien is a voluntary lien created by the property owner in exchange for financing. The priority of a lien is typically determined by its recording date, with some exceptions. Property tax liens, for instance, take automatic superiority over prior liens. The first mortgage to be recorded is known as the first mortgage and is generally the loan used to purchase the property. Any subsequent mortgages are called second or third mortgages and so on. The priority of these liens is determined by the recording date and time, with the first mortgage always having priority over subsequently recorded mortgages.
When multiple liens exist on a property, the priority of each lien determines the order in which they will be paid if the property is sold in a foreclosure sale, unless a higher priority lien is subordinated to subsequent liens. To establish a lower priority, a separate subordination agreement or subordination clause in a mortgage is used when a mortgage recorded earlier takes a lower lien priority than a mortgage recorded later. For example, if homeowners have a first mortgage of $300,000 at 5% interest and a second mortgage of $35,000 used for kitchen remodeling and they want to refinance with a lower interest rate loan, a subordination agreement is required. Without it, the second mortgage would take priority over the larger first mortgage lien in the event of foreclosure. The only way to arrange refinancing is for the second mortgage holder to agree to subordinate the priority and allow the new lender to be in the first position. As refinancing is common in the lending industry, most second mortgages will contain a subordination clause.
When the borrower fully repays the debt, the lender executes a satisfaction of mortgage or release of mortgage. According to Florida law, the lender must cancel the mortgage and send the recorded satisfaction to the borrower within 60 days. This document returns all interest in the real property back to the borrower that had been transferred to the lender. The satisfaction of mortgage is then recorded in the public records to indicate that the mortgage lien has been removed.
In mortgage law, two theories are used to explain the relationship between the borrower and the lender: lien theory and title theory. In most states, including Florida, the lien theory is used. In this theory, the borrower retains the title to the property, and the lender has a lien on the property to secure the mortgage debt. If the borrower fails to pay the debt, the lender can foreclose the property to recover the amount owed. On the other hand, title theory is used in some states. In this theory, the title to the mortgage property is transferred to the lender through a mortgage deed or to a trustee via a deed of trust. The borrower keeps equitable title to the property, and if the borrower defaults, the lender can take possession of the property. Once the debt is paid off, the lender conveys legal title to the borrower.
The mortgage instrument is a legal contract between the lender, mortgagee, and borrower, mortgagor, and as such, it must contain the essential elements of a valid contract. The Fannie Mae Freddie Mac Single Family Uniform Mortgage Instrument is commonly used by conventional mortgage lenders in Florida. The instrument contains specific terms, including the date, names, and addresses of the mortgagor and mortgagee, and the property address. It also references the promissory note and indicates its date and amount. The borrower's signature is required and must be notarized. The uniform mortgage instrument contains uniform covenants that outline the conditions of the contract. These covenants include a promise to repay the principal and interest according to the terms of the note, payment of taxes and liens that could create a superior lien over the mortgage, property insurance, occupancy as the borrower's principal residence, maintenance, and a covenant of good repair. Failure to comply with these covenants may result in foreclosure or other legal action by the lender. The lender has the right to make reasonable inspections of the property to ensure compliance with the covenants.
Important mortgage provisions. A prepayment clause allows the borrower to pay off part or all of the mortgage debt before the maturity date without penalty or fees. Florida law permits borrowers to prepay their mortgage loans unless the mortgage instrument states otherwise. The prepayment clause usually specifies the conditions and terms under which the mortgage loan may be prepaid. However, the lender may include a prepayment penalty clause in the mortgage instrument, which charges the borrower a fee for early payment. The acceleration clause gives the lender the authority to advance the due date of the entire unpaid balance if the mortgagor fails to fulfill the promises outlined in the mortgage instrument. This clause empowers the lender to declare the entire unpaid mortgage loan due and payable and foreclose on the property if the mortgagor does not remedy the default. Without this clause, the mortgagee could sue a delinquent mortgagor for only the monthly payments that are in arrears. Under the acceleration clause, the borrower has 30 days from the date of the notice of acceleration to pay all sums secured by the mortgage instrument. If the borrower fails to pay the debt within the specified time period, the borrower is considered to be in default. The Fannie Mae Freddie Mac Uniform Single Family Mortgage Instrument includes the remedies for curing defaults in the acceleration clause.
The right to reinstate clause in a mortgage allows the borrower to reinstate the original repayment terms of the loan after the lender has initiated the acceleration clause. This means that the borrower can stop foreclosure proceedings before the foreclosure sale by paying all the sums that would be due if no acceleration had occurred, plus any expenses incurred by the lender in enforcing the mortgage. The due on sale clause allows the lender to demand the outstanding loan balance plus accrued interest if the property or any interest in the property is sold or transferred without the lender's prior written consent. The defeasance clause is named because it defeats the prior action when the borrower has made the final payment on the loan. In title theory states, the legal title to the mortgage property is conveyed to the lender through a mortgage deed. Thus, in title theory states, the defeasance clause defeats the conveyance of legal title and returns the legal title to the borrower. In lien theory states, the lender is protected with a lien on the property until the debt is paid in full. Once the debt is repaid, the defeasance clause defeats the mortgage lien and the property is no longer pledged as collateral. The lender records a satisfaction of mortgage to show that the mortgage lien has been defeated.
Here's some important mortgage features that you should know. Down payment. The down payment is the initial cash payment made by the purchaser at the time of purchase. Any earnest money deposited during the offer to purchase is applied toward the total down payment due at closing. Loan-to-value ratio, LTV. The LTV ratio is the relationship between the amount borrowed and the appraised value or purchase price of a property. Lenders use this ratio to measure the financial risk associated with lending and borrowing money. The higher the LTV ratio, or the greater the loan amount compared to the property's value, the lower the lender's safety cushion if the borrower defaults. Equity. A property owner's equity is the monetary interest the owner has in the property over and above the mortgage indebtedness. The owner's initial equity when purchasing a property is the down payment. Greater owner equity means less risk for the mortgagee. Interest. Interest is the cost of using borrowed funds. A lender charges interest on the remaining principal balance, amount borrowed, over the loan's life. Interest may be due at the end or the beginning of the payment period. Payments made at the end of the payment period are called payments in arrears, and mortgages often call for end-of-period payments due on the first of the following month. Payments may also be made at the beginning of each period and are called payments in advance. Loan servicing. Some lenders handle loan payment collection and record keeping for the mortgages they originate, which is an additional source of income. Servicing fees typically range from 3/8 to 3/4 of 1% of the unpaid balance of loans serviced. Lenders are generally willing to retain servicing of any loans sold to institutional investors. Escrow, impound, account. Most lenders require borrowers to pay monthly installments in advance for property taxes and hazard insurance. The monthly escrow payment is 1/12 of the estimated annual expenses for property taxes and the hazard insurance premium. These payments are held in an escrow, impound, account for the borrower. When taxes and insurance premiums become due, the lender pays the expenses out of the escrow account. Federal regulations limit the total amount of reserves that lenders may require. Holding funds in an escrow account to cover ongoing expenses associated with the property protects lenders from defaults, tax liens, and catastrophes.
The monthly mortgage payment made by the borrower includes the principal and interest on the loan, as well as a monthly reserve for property taxes and hazard insurance. The acronym PITI is used to describe this payment, which stands for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. This payment is usually made to the lender and then used to pay the property taxes and hazard insurance on behalf of the borrower. Discount points. Discount points are an added loan fee often charged by lenders to increase the yield on a lower-than-market interest loan and to make the loan more competitive with higher interest loans. Borrowers often pay discount points up front in order to gain a long-term, lower interest rate. The lower interest rate loan is advantageous to a home buyer who plans to keep the loan for several years. This extra upfront fee is prepaid interest that increases the real yield, or annual percentage rate, APR, to the lender, making discount points advantageous for the lender. Loan origination fee. The processing of a mortgage application is called loan origination. Lenders typically charge the borrower a loan origination fee, which is usually 1% or 2% of the loan amount. The lender also charges the borrower for all expenses incurred in obtaining credit reports, preparing loan documents, and processing the mortgage loan application. These expenses can include fees for property appraisal, title search, and recording fees. All these fees are typically rolled into the closing costs, which are paid by the borrower at the closing of the real estate transaction.
When a homebuyer takes out a mortgage, the mortgage instrument and promissory note belong to the lender or mortgagee. If the lender chooses to sell the mortgage and promissory note, they can do so through an assignment of mortgage. This is a legal document that transfers ownership of the mortgage and promissory note to the purchaser. An estoppel certificate is used to prevent claims of a different unpaid balance or interest rate than what was contracted. For instance, when buying or refinancing a property with a mortgage lien or in a condominium, cooperative, or homeowners association, a title company may order an estoppel certificate from the seller's mortgage lien holders and from the association.
When purchasing a property that has an existing mortgage loan, the buyer has several options. The most straightforward method is to pay cash for the property, which results in the seller's mortgage being paid in full, and the property is delivered free and clear of the mortgage lien at the time of closing. However, if the buyer does not have sufficient funds to pay cash or does not want to use cash for the entire purchase, they can choose to secure new financing to purchase the property, in which any existing mortgage debt is paid off from the sale proceeds. When purchasing property that has an outstanding mortgage loan, the buyer may choose to purchase the property in one of two ways: assumption of the existing mortgage or subject to the mortgage. Assumption of the existing mortgage obligates the buyer to execute a promissory note and become primarily liable for the debt, while the seller is still liable for the debt on the original promissory note. In contrast, when a property is sold subject to the mortgage, the buyer is not personally liable to the lender for payment of the mortgage debt. The seller remains legally responsible for the note, and in the event of the buyer's default, the lender forecloses and sells the property to pay the debt, with the seller being liable for any deficiency. It's important to note that lenders may want to prevent buyers from assuming an existing mortgage, so they may include a due-on-sale clause in conventional mortgage loans, which prevents another party from assuming the mortgage and requires that the mortgage debt be paid in full when the property is sold. A contract for deed, also known as a land contract, is used to finance the sale of a property when the buyer cannot provide a sufficient down payment for traditional financing. The buyer and seller agree on the purchase price, and the buyer makes a small down payment, followed by monthly principal and interest payments to the seller. Upon closing, the buyer takes possession of the property and receives a contract for deed, granting the buyer equitable title to the property. The seller retains legal title until the debt is fully repaid. This type of financing is beneficial for buyers with insufficient down payments or credit history and has lower closing costs than traditional lender financing. A contract for deed must be prepared by an attorney, and in case of buyer default, regular foreclosure proceedings are required, as with a seller-held mortgage.
Land development loans and construction loans. Land development loans and construction loans are types of financing used in real estate development. Land development loans are typically used by developers to purchase raw land and finance the installation of the necessary on-site and off-site improvements, such as sewers, streets, and utilities. These improvements can be quite costly, so land development loans are often larger and have longer repayment periods than traditional real estate loans. Construction loans, on the other hand, are used to finance the construction of homes, apartments, office buildings, and other types of structures. The lender typically commits to the full amount of the loan but disperses the funds in payments called draws as the construction progresses. These draws are used to pay for the various stages of construction, such as pouring the foundation, framing, and installing electrical and plumbing systems. Construction loans are short-term financing and usually have higher interest rates than traditional mortgages. The borrower pays interest only on the amount of money that has been disbursed through draws on the loan, rather than on the entire amount of the loan. Blanket mortgage loans are used when a developer or investor wants to purchase several parcels of land or properties, usually building lots, as security for the loan. This allows the developer to acquire the land or properties without having to secure a separate loan for each individual parcel. The developer uses the proceeds from the sale of individual lots to pay off the blanket mortgage loan. A partial release clause is often included in blanket mortgages, which provides for the release of individual parcels from the blanket mortgage lien upon payment of a specified amount. The partial release clause stipulates the conditions under which the mortgagee will grant a release of lots, free and clear of the mortgage. Takeout commitment is a written commitment from a financial institution that certifies that permanent financing will be provided when the project is completed. This commitment makes it easier to secure the construction loan. The developer or contractor typically obtains a takeout commitment from a permanent lender, who is willing to finance the project after construction is completed. Once the project is completed, the permanent lender advances the committed amount to the developer, who uses the funds to pay off the construction loan. Buy-down is a financing technique used to temporarily lower the interest rate on a mortgage loan. This technique is often used in times of high interest rates when homebuyers may be reluctant to purchase or have difficulty qualifying for a mortgage loan. In a buy-down, the developer or seller pays an upfront fee to the lender. In exchange for the fee, the borrower's loan interest rate and monthly mortgage payment is reduced, generally for the first 1 to 3 years. After the buy-down period ends, the interest rate and payment increase to the originally agreed-upon amount.
The borrower has certain obligations, such as repaying the debt, property taxes, maintenance, and insurance, agreed upon in the promissory note. If the borrower fails to fulfill any of these obligations, the borrower is in default. In the event of default, the mortgagee has the right under the mortgage contract to take legal action against the borrower for payment of the debt. In Florida, the foreclosure process is a judicial process that requires the mortgagee to file a foreclosure suit in court. If the mortgagee chooses to foreclose on the property, the process begins with the mortgagee accelerating the due date of all remaining payments and then filing a lawsuit to foreclose. Once a final judgment is obtained, the property is sold at public auction to the highest bidder. If the mortgagee chooses to sue on the promissory note instead, the mortgagee can obtain a judgment and execute it against any real or personal property of the mortgagor, except exempted property.
Equity of redemption is a right that allows a mortgagor to prevent foreclosure by paying the principal and interest due plus any expenses incurred by the mortgagee. However, in Florida, the equity of redemption ends once the property is sold at foreclosure. If the mortgagor fails to redeem the property, the title passes to the purchaser on confirmation of the sale, with no warranties or guarantees. The proceeds from the sale are dispersed in accordance with the final decree, with any excess paid to the mortgagor. If the proceeds are not sufficient to satisfy the outstanding debt, the mortgagee may request a deficiency judgment against the maker of the note, which may extend to their real and personal property except for a homestead.
A short sale is a type of real estate transaction in which the seller attempts to sell their home for an amount that is less than the outstanding amount owed to the lenders and other lien holders, if any. In other words, the net proceeds from the sale will not be enough to satisfy the payoff amount of mortgages and other liens on the property. Short sales are often used when the seller is facing financial hardship and cannot afford to continue making mortgage payments. In some cases, a mortgage lender may agree to a short sale if the property is worth less than the outstanding balance on the mortgage. By doing so, the lender allows the property to be sold to a new purchaser free and clear of the mortgage lien. This is often seen as a way for the lender to cut its losses and avoid the time and expense of a foreclosure action. It's important to note that short sales can be a complex process, and not all mortgage lenders will agree to them. Additionally, there may be tax implications for the seller, as the amount forgiven by the lender may be considered taxable income. It's recommended that both the buyer and seller work with a real estate professional and an attorney to navigate the short sale process.
A deed in lieu of foreclosure is an alternative way to settle a mortgage default without going through a court proceeding. This nonjudicial process is sometimes referred to as a friendly foreclosure. Rather than pursuing a foreclosure, the borrower in default under the mortgage can give the property title or the deed to the lender to avoid judicial proceedings. If the lender agrees to this arrangement, they take title to the property, but it remains subject to any existing liens.
Mortgage loans on properties that generate income usually contain a receivership clause to protect the lender's interests. In the event of a borrower's failure to make timely payments on the mortgage loan, the lender is entitled to use the income from the property to cover the mortgage payments. The receivership clause allows a receiver to be appointed to collect income from the property and use it to make mortgage payments if there is a default. This helps ensure that the lender continues to receive payments and minimize losses in the event of a default.
A notice called a lease pendens, which means action pending in Latin, is recorded in the public records to provide constructive notice of a pending legal action that involves real estate. This notice includes the names of the parties, the object of the action, and a legal description of the property. When a lender initiates a lawsuit to foreclose on a mortgage, they file a lease pendens in the county records where the property is located. This informs the public that a legal action is pending against the property. If the owner of the property tries to sell it and a title search is conducted by or on behalf of the prospective buyer, they will learn of the pending legal action.